This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. 10 more Democratic candidates for U.S. president hoping to take on President Donald Trump in the 2020 election join the debate held on NBC News Thursday evening. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone reports.
Former Vice President Joe Biden, the current frontrunner in the large Democratic field, found himself on the defensive. California Senator Kamala Harris challenged Biden's defense of his past efforts to find common ground with segregationist senators and his past opposition to forced school busing to integrate schools.
It was hurtful to hear you talk about the reputations of two United States senators who built their reputations and career on the segregation of race in this country.
Biden responded with a spirited defense of his record on civil rights and his tenure as vice president under the first African-American president, Barack Obama.
Democrats will hold their next debates in late July. President Trump met on the sidelines at the G20 summit in Japan with Russian President Vladimir Putin Friday. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
This was the first meeting between the two men since special counsel Robert Mueller concluded Russia extensively interfered with the 2016 campaign. A reporter asked President Trump if he would warn Putin not to meddle in the 2020 election. The president smirked, answered, "Of course," pointed a finger, and dryly told Putin, "Don't meddle with the election." Putin laughed. President Trump said he enjoys a very, very good relationship with Vladimir Putin, and many positive things are going to come out of the relationship. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is VOA News. Senior officials from world powers and Iran are in Vienna, Austria, Friday for the regular quarterly meeting on the 2015 Iran nuclear deal. Iran said the Vienna meeting between the remaining signatories to the agreement is the last chance to save it after the U.S. withdrawal from the pact last year. Iran is threatening to surpass the maximum amount of enriched uranium allowed by the deal in response to U.S. economic sanctions imposed in the past year. European countries are urging Iran to fully comply with the accord. The House of Representatives has voted to approve a Senate bill to provide additional money for emergency aid for the U.S.-Mexico border situation. Democrats gave up on an effort to add additional migrant protections to a Senate-passed border aid bill, with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying it was urgent to secure the funds the legislation would provide.
The children come first. At the end of the day, we have to make sure that the resources needed to protect the children are available. Therefore, we will not engage in the same disrespectful behavior that the Senate did in ignoring the House priorities.
The bill now goes to President Trump for his signature. The U.S. Senate is expected to vote on a measure Friday that would require congressional approval before the president could order any military strikes against Iran. The AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
The amendment to a defense spending bill follows some tough talk by President Trump last week, threatening military action in response to the downing of a U.S. drone. Its authors say Congress must bring back its constitutional authority, but
I think everybody would take a deep breath.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says
the president made it absolutely clear that he's not interested in starting a war with Iran. I think it's laughable to suggest that he is.
The amendment is not expected to pass, but lawmakers agree the president shouldn't still be using the old war authorizations approved after the 9/11 attacks. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The two remaining towers of the motorway bridge in the Italian city Genoa that collapsed nearly a year ago were demolished on Friday. The bridge collapse killed 43 people. The concrete and steel remains of the Morandi Bridge came down in just a few seconds. The bridge collapsed in bad weather in August 2018. The disaster threw the spotlight on Italy's creaking infrastructure. Authorities in Tunisia are trying to determine who was responsible for two suicide bombings in Tunis that killed one police officer and injured at least 8 people. More on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
The voice of VOA 1. the voice of America. VOA.